Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we are sliding into the 4 o'clock Friday happy hour, and I'm happy to announce we've been joined by a fine guest live via Zoom. He's Mark Thompson. He wears many hats, but today he joins us as the attorney for NBA player Sterling Brown. Mark, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates.
Very good to be here. Thank you very much for having me, and it's great to see you guys on Zoom. I can't wait so we can do it in person.
Yeah, no doubt, Mark. Thanks for joining us, man.
We got some parties coming soon, sir. And let us just say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in your life, Mark. Let's talk about your client, though. NBA player Sterling Brown. And for those unaware, Sterling Brown had a run-in with Milwaukee police. And Mark, why don't you describe that, at least in brief? Let's set the stage. What happened? When did it happen to your client?
Great question. On January 26, 2018, right, over 3 years ago, my client, Mr. Brown, was on a date, pulled up to a Walgreens at 2 a.m, made the mistake of parking in a disabled parking zone. There were no cars in the lot. His date stayed in the car. He ran in just for a minute. When he came out, a white officer, Officer Grams, approached him, pushed him, said, "I own this," called other officers, and before you know it, there were 8 officers, 2 sergeants. They fabricated a story, tased him, and when he was slammed to the ground, complete violation of his constitutional rights, excessive force. Shortly after that, and internally, the city reviewed it, retrained their officers, but never responded. The truth came out when the videos were released. The world knew that Mr. Brown, a young man, acted with great, great discipline and has just completely slammed to the ground. We filed a lawsuit saying that his civil rights had been violated. And now 3 years later, we finally have, you know, a 14-0 vote on the city council to approve a settlement of, you know, historic proportions. So that's why we're here today.
Mark, for those unfamiliar with NBA player Sterling Brown, he's black and he's quite tall. Do you think either of those things factored into his interaction with police that night?
There was no question that the fact that he was young, African-American, driving a nice car, right, had everything to do with it. I mean, Officer Grams, who was a white officer, came up to him, pushed him, and said, "I own this." So it was racial from the beginning. And without any, you know, recourse, all of a sudden he's attacked. It's the kind of thing. You know, one of the officers had actually pulled a gun and put it away, right? I mean, that's how close Mr. Brown got to being George Floyd. I mean, that's just the reality. And this lawsuit was brought and filed, and Mr. Brown insisted that policy changes be made by the city so that other young African-American men and all citizens and people of color are treated with respect going forward.
Mark, what other actions did the police take? I mean, your client's alleged crime, parking in a no parking or across a handicapped parking zone at 2 a.m. But what other actions did police take? You talked about being thrown to the ground. At some point, he was identified as a Milwaukee Bucks player, or at least one of the officers was cognizant of that fact. Some of these memories are a little fuzzy. Mark, why don't you clear them up? What else happened to Sterling Brown, your client?
You know, in terms of the details of it, there were 2 white sergeants that saw that there were some targets in the back seat with bullet holes on it. And they used that wink, wink, you know, as a means to say that Mr. Brown was dangerous, armed, and they had the right to attack him. One of the sergeants actually said to the internal affairs that Mr. Brown had a gun on the back seat. It was a complete lie. Now, that sergeant, still a sergeant, was disciplined for not acting, you know, in a leadership capacity. But these officers were never disciplined for violating Mr. Brown's rights. Another officer, Officer Collins, had stepped on his leg. Officer Collins is no longer with the department. He had a prior history of using excessive force. He used excessive force with Mr. Brown stepping on his leg. And he is the same officer that then subsequently left a little girl in a car overnight, you know, in freezing weather. I mean, now he's gone. So this is all about, and the resolution of this case is about, what are the policy rules and set and changes in the standard operating procedures, what we can do going forward to make life safer on the street and build a better relationship with the good cops in Milwaukee.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Mark Thompson, the attorney for former Milwaukee Bucks player Sterling Brown, joining us via the Zoom. A $750,000 settlement approved by the city unanimously for your client. Mark, the sergeant lying about the gun in the back seat seems to be kind of a big deal. And I'm sorry if I want to kind of go there just for a moment, sir. What was the end recourse for that false statement for that officer?
None. I mean, that's what's still troubling, right? We did resolve it and go forward, but former Chief Morales did nothing about that lie. You know, and that's the stuff, and the policies that are going to be implemented as part of this settlement, one of the provisions are that every officer is told that they can be fired if they lie, right? You wouldn't think that should be, you would have to tell anybody, right? Right? But if, you know, the days of police lying to internal affairs to come up with reasons to justify attacking young black men and men of color, primarily young men in Milwaukee, that has to end.
Yeah.
And that was what was driving Mr. Brown to insist that the settlement get done, right? The amount reflects the nature of the constitutional rights. Until we in America, and particularly white America, recognize that there is value in constitutional rights, and you respect that value and you pay for that value, right? Conduct is going to continue. There has to be a deterrent in this.
Yeah, yeah. Mark, the process and procedures that Sterling Brown insisted on, I want to get into perhaps some of those other details, but I just want to throw out there as well. An ACLU stop and frisk suit recently, they demanded some alterations to their processes as well. And like 91% of them were not being reported or documented properly. And now they're down to like 80 some percent. So even with a court order and an agreement, you know, the Milwaukee police have, coming from some history of problems of these types, not following through on that. What specific other issues are you hoping to change, and how can we make sure that those actually come to fruition, Mark?
So I would say, like, there's sort of two key themes in the policies that are being implemented as it relates to Mr. Brown that sort of go hand in hand with the ACLU prior agreement. One is it's going to adopt specific anti-racist policing policy. I mean, Milwaukee may be the first, if not one of the first in the country, to now recognize policing, that peace officers are to be anti-racist, which means they're going to be trained to respect every human being, right? This is human rights. And Mr. Brown was adamant that we have to treat each human being and recognize their human rights. Now, how do you enforce that? By a discipline matrix. that is going to be implemented, where we're going to have mandatory disciplines for certain violations. And I see we're coming up on a break.
We are short on time. Mark Thompson, fine attorney for Sterling Brown. One unusual thing, Mark, your client got an apology. How important was that to him and you?
I'll just sort of be blunt on this. I had, from the outset, said I wanted an admission by the city that they violated Mr. Brown's constitutional rights. In November, the agreement that was brought to us that Mr. Brown initially had me sign included that express provision. Sometime between November of 2020 and May of 2021, I don't know who yet, withdrew that express admission. And Mr. Brown said, look, I'll accept the apology, but I need the policies, because the policies are going to, when they're implemented, will change and give kids on the street a better future. And he was not going to let that personal admission stand in the way of getting this thing done.
Attorney Mark Thompson, congratulations to you and your client, Sterling Brown. Yes, we're out of time, Mark, but we appreciate you coming around this Friday afternoon. Don't be a stranger, Mark.
Hey, thank you very, very much. It's a very, very important story. I'd love to come back on and talk about the policies as we implement them, okay? Absolutely. Because you're right. It's you. Without you guys day in, day out covering it, nothing happens.
Well, Mark, kind words. Appreciate it. Happy Mother's Day to you and yours. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. More fun guests. We'll be right back.
Peace out, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Somehow I'm no lawyer, but I do believe that's a violation of my rights.